Admission into the Institute of Mission, Deliverance and Healing, Immediate Bible School, is now ongoing. Interested candidates should please call 080-33-855-927, 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this time. We give you glory, honor, adoration, majesty for our preservation. We thank you, God, for the last Saturday of this month of July. Thank you for all that you have done for us in this month. We appreciate you because you have been our Alpha and the Omega, our supplies, our everything. Thank you, God, for every home listening to us this morning. Thank you for all the blessings. Thank you for how you have been keeping us. Father, we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, today we commit all our ears to your ear that this word that is coming forth will surely receive a place in their life, and not that it will be hearers alone, but also doers of your word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, let your name be glorified through this sharing this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm so much happy this morning, being the last day of the month of July. I want to thank God for the goodness of God to you, the goodness of God to your family. I know it is the mercy of the Lord that is keeping you. And I pray that mercy will continue in your life, in your family, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for all our hearers, all our people who are following this program. Thank you for all your letters. Thank you for one thing or the other that God is using this program to do in our life. I pray that the name of God to be glorified. Please help me to call somebody that this program, Church on Air, is now going on this channel and for all of us to be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. This morning, I'll be sharing on family life. You know, because, you know, it has been one thing I discovered, the devil has been bringing opera. There have been opera here and there. People have been calling us here and there to, you know, concerning family rift, family disunity, and every form. So I felt that for some times now, on this program, Church on Air, I'll be addressing, you know, family issue. So please, as many, call your wife, call your husband, call your children, and let's hear the word of God together. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to speak together on unity in a Christian home. Unity in a Christian home. Unity in a Christian home. Hallelujah. Let's start with Psalm 133, verse number 1. Psalm 133, verse 1.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Now, you will discover that number one thing that God desires for every Christian home is to be united. You know, Bible says, behold, how good. So, unity is good. Unity is pleasant. Unity is of God. Now, the purpose of God, why he brought you, the two of you together as husband and wife, is that there should be unity. There should be fellowship. Can you see that? Now, how can there be fellowship when there is no unity? So, Bible says, how pleasant and how good it is for husband and wife to dwell together. I wondered what is bringing this opera in your family. I wonder why you are not one. I wonder why, you know, why it is so that up till now, you have married for many years, and up till now, there are still all these sketches in your marriage. There are still problems, there are still fighting, there are still bickering, there is still malice, there has been, you know, the problem, this is a divorce in your family. This must not be so. It must not, because it is not the will of God. Bible says, whosoever God has joined together, he said, let no situation, let no man, let no magistrate put them asunder. You know, so it is the will of God. Now, when you are united, it is then that God manifests his power in your marriage. In verse 3, I see, you know, Psalm 133:3, yes.
As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore.
Now, the reason why your life is stagnated is because your marriage is giving you problem. You know, when you are not flowing at home, you can't be blessed outside. You know, Bible says that even, you know, for a man of God, he said that, you know, for him to rule in the church, his house must be in order. Understand? So, you can't make it outside when you are failed inside. Many people, they preach to us on love. They preach on pulpit, and yet they are suffering at home. If you know many people who are preaching on love, on radio, television, on pulpit, and yet their marriage is suffering. What do we call that? Now, you see, you cannot be blessed, you know, until there is unity. You know, it is unity that commands blessing. You know, Bible says there, it says, therefore, there the Lord commanded blessing upon unity. You know, and there will be breakthrough. You know, let me tell you, marriage is spiritual. You know, and if you want divine blessings of God upon it, you must allow God to reign in it. Because God is spirit. So, you know, it is the will of God, you know, that we should be one. That's number one. Then number two is also the will of God that, you know, our marriage should be blessed. And when there is no unity, unity will erode every blessing that's supposed to come upon our lives. I pray that will not be so in the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus, he prayed for our marriages. Jesus prayed for husband and wife. You know, can we see John chapter 17? Let's look at verse number 11. John 17, verse 11.
And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one.
Can you see Jesus praying for our marriage? He said, Lord, let this woman be one. No, Jesus Christ, he knew that the devil will want to bring forth, you know, some rivalry, some problems. So already, you know, Jesus has prayed for your marriage before you get married. Already he knew that, you know, the devil came to the first marriage. Don't forget Adam and Eve. They got married. The devil came. And through, you know, his deception, he destroyed God's plan for that marriage. So Jesus Christ prayed. He wouldn't want your marriage to be like that. And don't forget that, you know, their marriage was ruptured just because there was no courtship. No courtship. You know, one day Adam just woke up in the morning and found Eve by what? By his side. So, no courtship. You know, and that they don't know themselves. That one brought problem to the marriage. Can you see now? So, but now Jesus knew that there may want to be a problem. So he prayed. So already your marriage, this marriage you have entered into, God has prayed for you. Now, that this prayer can only be established when you are ready to operate godly principles. Because for there to be a success, there must be a principle. And once you follow the principle of success for this marriage, I'm telling you, all these problems you are encountering will be a thing of the past. So Jesus Christ said, you know, that they may be one as we are one. And truly God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are what? They are one. They are united. Bible says there are three people that bear witness in heaven, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He said, and these are one. So it is the will of God that this marriage you have entered into or you are about to enter into to be one. Now, believe it. Now, it is the will of God that there may be able to be a problem in your marriage, but because he has prayed, therefore, he has ruptured every problem. Just believe that you can have a wonderful marriage. This one you are having that is giving you a problem, you know, you need to now bring it to God. God to restructure it for you. For you, that's why today I'll be talking on this series. And I want you to know that God wants to better your life, your marriage. So Jesus has prayed. He wants you to be one. He wants husband and wife to be one. He said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. And the two shall become one. Can you see now? So God's one plus one is one. That is to say that, you know, you must leave You must leave everything. You must leave everything that, you know, wants to destabilize your marriage. Anything that wants to stand against your marriage, no matter what is it, either it is spirit, it is human, you know, anything that it might be, you have to surrender them. You know, you have, and then to cleave to your wife for you to become one. So, that's the will of God. Now, let's see if you have Jesus Christ pray again. In John 17 again, let's see from verse 20. John 17, from verse 20, yes.
Neither pray I for this alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Wow. Wow. Look at the prayer of Jesus Christ. Praying for us. Praying for our marital life. He said, you know, number one, that, you know, that they all may be one. Now, let me say this one first of all, that you can have unity in your marriage when you are united with Christ. And do you understand? You can have unity in your marriage. You can have peace in your marriage when you know the Prince of Peace. That's number one step. If you don't know Jesus, you will see crisis. You know, it is Christ that will take you, take your marriage out of what? Out of crisis. So you must know. So number one thing for a man to have a successful marriage, number one thing is to know Christ. Now the use is, do you know Christ? Are you born again? Now, even if you are born again, are you following God? Are you following the principles or the precepts of the word? Are you? Now, the moment that already you don't believe in Christ, there will be a problem. Then number two, you know, said that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may be one of us, and that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. So Christianity is a key to convince those outside Christ that Jesus lives. Unity in your marriage is enough to preach to people around you that Jesus is alive. Are you following the people of God this morning? The unity that will display in your family is enough to demonstrate to people to follow you to church. You know why people are following you to church? Because in marriage, you are failed. Even though you're a Christian, they gave you a title in the church. You are doing this and that in the church. But yet, you failed at home. And once you fail at home, you can't pass outside. So, one thing is this, that, you know, when there is unity in your marriage, is a key to outsiders to tell them that Jesus is alive. And also, you know, when you are united as one at home, is to let the world know that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. It is when there is unity in your family that we are demonstrating the lordship of Jesus. That is, Jesus is the Lord of that home. Any house that surrender to Jesus, Satan's power will be nullified. So, for you to have unity, Jesus must be Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Oh, welcome back in the name of Jesus. This morning we are going on family life, and by the grace of God, we are talking on unity in a Christian home. And let's continue. I want to share briefly on what brings unity. You know, what are those things? What are those things that brings unity in our homes? What are those things that brings forth? Number one thing that brings unity is agreement. Agreement. Now, let's look at Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Agreement. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Yes.
Can two work together except they be agreed?
Can two work together except they agree? Can two work together except they agree? Yeah, very, very well. Agreement is so important. Agreement, you know, you have to agree. In fact, when I married some years ago, going to around 34 years now, and you know, when I started courtship, you know, we have to agree. Even, you know, we agreed on the number of children we are going to have. We agreed on the type of home we are going to have. We agreed on, you know, how we want our future to be. I agree with my spouse that time on very many, many things. You don't rush into marriage. No. When you're rushing, you will rush out. No. So there are two principal actors, and God is the third person. You know, because marriage is a tripartite thing. It's the leg of the husband, the leg of the wife, and the leg of God. You know, that makes it. Bible says a three-way cord cannot be easily broken. When God is not there, the marriage cannot stand. When God is not in that marriage. So, agreement is so important. Eh? And many times, you know, we can lovingly agree to disagree with one another anyway. But the major thing that you must agree. Agreement on what you plan for the future. Agreement on what you want your home to be. Agreement on this. Agreement on even the type of church to attend. You know, all these forms the basis of agreement. You know, so there must be agreement between husband and wife. Even at the time of courtship, that was why I told you that, you know, Adam and Eve marriage failed. Why? Because there was no courtship, so no agreement. So one day, I don't know, they were separated. Adam was somewhere, Eve was somewhere. The enemy came and they deceived Eve and see the catastrophe that we see up to today. So agreement is so important. Agreement on financial agreement. How to spend money especially. You know, because that is what is causing problem at home. Agreement on home. You know, how do we treat in-law? Agreement on, can your father stay with us? Can your mother stay with us? On what basis can they stay? Agreement. Can you see now? Agreement on, you know, on every issue of life. You need to sit down because it's like a company. You want to form a company. And so the two of you have to now sit together, draft things together, and get agreement. And yet you start to pray. Pray your agreement. Pray your decision. Now, come forth with decisions and say, this is our decision. Now, hear very, very well. If you have not made that, come on, sit down with your wife today and made one. Do you know that up to now, I still review the agreement we made many years ago? Eh? We still review it because things are changing. So, it is not a rigid one. We are reviewing them, you know, with time, with situation, with circumstance we find ourselves. But there must be a basic agreement. Do you agree together on what? On what? Now, you are not complaining. You know, my wife is this, my husband is that. But did you agree before you enter into it? Hear me. Don't rush into wedding because your friends are married. Don't rush because all the people in your age bracket, they are getting married. No. You know, wait upon God. Let God give you your own time. You know, don't say, no, I'm getting old. Because don't allow anyone to pressurize you to get into marriage. Don't allow anything to push you into marriage. Because people who are there right now, go and ask them, how are they enjoying it or they are enduring it? Go and ask them. Hallelujah. So, what am I saying this morning is that there's a basis for agreement. Now, God was telling us, can a man go enter into war without first of preparing? You know, before he entered the house of the strong man, how do I enter to this strong man's house? What should I take along? What type of weapon should I go? So also is marriage. Marriage is not a something you can just start, you know, and you don't just marry anyhow. You marry on biblical basis. So number one thing is agreement. Now let's move further. What brings unity? Number one is agreement. Number two thing that brings unity is to maintain peace by all means. Peace. Peace by all means. Once you can maintain peace by all means, then I tell you that you will have peace. When you are determining your heart, you are determined. But because number one, let me tell you something. Your husband is not an angel. You have married a man. And let me tell you something. This man will make mistake. This man is human being. So don't think that he is an angel. Are you following me now? Now, first of all, know it very well that he will offend you. He will offend you. She will offend you. So you must have it in mind that I need, at any point that this man offends me, I must forgive him. So my one thing that can bring peace is forgiveness. Number one thing that brings, peace is your act of forgiveness. Once you can forgive, then you can have peace. Because many people can't forgive. Let me give you a scripture. In Matthew chapter 6, I look at verses 14 and 15. Matthew chapter 6, 14 and 15. Yes.
For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
And you see, now, number one thing is this. If you don't forgive others, if you don't forgive your spouse, God too will not forgive you. When you pray, your prayer will not be answered. When you ask for miracle, you will not get it. When you ask for victory over the enemy, you will not have it. Why? Just because you have not forgiven your husband. Are you following me now? Or your wife? Now, a woman came to pray, in the church. Do you know that when we prayed, we discovered that she has not forgiven her mother-in-law? Because according to her, she said, her mother-in-law has become a pestilence in her life. And so God then said, until she forgive her. A lady came. Her husband was in overseas. And she wants to follow her husband. For good 7 years, the door closed against her. She couldn't travel to overseas. And God said, it was because of the act of unforgiveness in her. And until we now ask her to go and reconcile with, I think, her mother-in-law too. That was when God opened the door to travel. Unforgiveness is a destructive power. Don't allow it. Now, let me give you some. The Bible says, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. So, if you don't have act of forgiveness, God will not forgive you. And forgiveness comes from the heart of love. Can you see that? Now, so number one thing is that you must forgive. If you want peace, then you must forgive the past. The principal asked me one day. He asked me to come to his house. And I went early in the morning, of a Saturday. And he called his wife. He said, can you tell this man of God what you did to me in year 1992? So the woman offended him since 1992. And she's keeping the record of offense up to now. Excuse me, go and tear every record of offense. Either you wrote it, in a paper on your heart against your spouse. If you want peace in your home, when you are navigating, I say, this is what you do 2 years ago. You did it all. This is your Oshedi 10 years ago. Why can't you forget? Once you don't forget, it will be making your heart to be trembling. It won't give you rest. It will not. So, why can't you forgive her? Let me give you some scriptures. Let's see Matthew 18. It's a long one, but let us see. Matthew 18. And let's read from verse 21. Matthew 18, 21.
Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7.
Now, can you see now? Is it possible? Peter was misquoting Jesus. That Jesus, you said that, well, if somebody offend me for 7 times in a day, after that I should not forgive again. No! Jesus didn't say that. I say to you that it is until 70 times 7. Can you see now? And how can somebody offend you for 490 times in a day? How? Do you understand me now? How? So, you know, anytime offense comes, there must be, you know, the heart of forgiveness. The reason why you are having problem in your marriage is because there is no forgiveness until you have this. Let's quickly go to Mark 11:25, you know, before our time rush away. Mark 11:25. Yes.
And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses.
Wow, can you see Jesus speaking there to you? That look, as husband and wife, if you have anything against one another, forgive. Look, before you go to bed, forgive one another. Don't go to bed with anger. Don't go to bed with bickering, or else the devil will manipulate your sleep. I will continue from there next week, and I am sure you will be blessed. You know, if you have anything you want to ask me, please phone, or if you have any prayer request, please, I will pick it and I will answer you. God bless you as I see you tomorrow in church, in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a rich Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.